This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Madam Pigwood. Welcome, everybody, to the Cool Parents Podcast. We are back in the saddle again, just like Steve Tyler.
Yeah.
And Yabba Dooba.
Yeah, Yabba Dooba.
Hey, Yabba Dooba, Yabba Da. Wow, wow.
Steve Tyler. Mine was getting good, I think, on the end of that one.
The Dooba Doobop, that was the changer, the game changer.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Tron again.
Okay.
I like Tron.
You know what we don't really recognize enough when we talk about Steven Tyler?
What's that?
Which has been a lot lately for some reason. Honking on a Bobo.
I know. I talk about honking on a Bobo.
Yeah, no, I know, but not recently. It's just we don't talk about it enough.
Ooby yabba dooby.
He honked on a Bobo.
Hot damn. Ooby yabba dooby.
Yeah, honking on Bobo.
Honking on
that was like a later. But there was a Metallica album, Aerosmith album.
There was a special edition. Came with a little Bobo you can honk on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bobo apparently is a harmonica.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to Steven Tyler. That's just what he wants you to think.
I don't think I've ever really heard anything from that album. 2004. Is that the most recent Aerosmith album?
I don't think so. Actually, I don't know. How often do they let Steven Tyler out of his den, his witch's den?
I don't know. Oh, no. They had one in 2012 called Music from Another Dimension.
Oh, my God. They went prog rock.
Then they had one in 2022 called 1971, The Road Starts Here.
That's when the band started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Reefer-headed woman.
Is this on Honkin' Bobo?
No.
Oh.
Yep. Oh, no. I think it's the original demos.
Give me a honking Bobo, though.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
I didn't plug in my aux cord, so I'm relying on you to honk on a Bobo.
Let's see how hot they come out the gate with the song Roadrunner.
Oh, that sounds like hard rock. This is old-time rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
Honking on a Bobo, Bobo, honking. Yeah. Bobo, honking, honking on a Bobo, honking, Bobo, honking, Bobo, 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 honking, Bobo, 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 honking, Bobo, Bobo.
Wow.
So.
That's a hell of a track.
Yeah, Roadrunner.
Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Blues scale.
That's a good one.
Booby yabby dooby yabby, booby yabby dooby yabby.
Well, speaking of booby yabby dooby yabby.
Yeah.
I went to the Rochester Fair today.
Yeah.
Which is, for anybody who doesn't know, just the opposite of my scene. Like everything, the opposite of everything that I like is there. Pretty much, except for the animals. I genuinely...
Did you feed them any cigarettes? Or
no. No, they were full of cigarettes already. But I love just observing.
Yeah.
That's worth it. Price of admission alone, just like walking around and looking at the people.
Yeah. Look at all the juggalos you're better than.
No, I didn't see any... Juggalos.
Oh, really? I only went one time and I saw so many Hatchetman t-shirts.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely saw a lot of people who probably are juggalos, but not outwardly, you know.
Oh, no, representing. Not painted.
Or representing, you know, with the big Hatchet Man shirt and the Hatchet Man pajama pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of those. But I did see a guy with a shirt.
Did you get stabbed at all? Or
no, no.
Okay.
No. I saw this guy with a shirt on that said, "My beard should be the only hair between your legs."
Wow.
I thought that was really classy.
Yeah. Wow.
This guy was well into his 60s,
yeah,
probably. Like, okay, maybe you see like a 13-year-old douchebag wearing that. I wish I did see a 13-year-old douchebag wearing a shirt that said "the smallest cock in the world" or something like that. And that had an arrow pointing to a little rooster.
Oh.
You know?
That's funny.
I know. Also very classy.
Funny.
But that's like a 13-year-old douchebag. So he's got room to grow. You know that this fucking other guy, he's not changing for nobody.
No, no, he's...
He wouldn't change for his own mother, dude.
Nope, he's lost family over Facebook.
Yes, absolutely. And he'll stand his ground.
Oh, he doesn't care.
He don't care.
He loves the castle doctrine.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I don't care who you are. If I don't invite you into my house, I'm going to shoot you down.
You're getting blasted, even if I did invite you in.
Either way.
You get some bird shot running wild around here.
I also saw a Blue Lives Matter. I saw many Blue Lives Matter flags. You know, mm-hmm. It's just the American flag with one blue stripe in there for some reason.
Yeah. Cop.
Cop. Yeah. Cops are blue colored.
Yeah.
Cops are.
Blue Lives Matter.
Right. Because nobody was sure ahead of that. This one that I loved that I saw was not just blue. It had right next to it, it had a red stripe. I'm assuming that means firefighters.
Yeah.
And then next to that, it had, what was the other color?
Green for army men.
It might have been, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the troops. Yeah, I think it was green. It was like a light green, though. But anyway, the point is, after all that, it basically just became a rainbow flag.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. Was...
which they definitely didn't notice.
Yeah.
That alone, that's why I like that one. That was a good one to spot. All the other ones, though, fuck those people.
When I went to...
I saw an Impeach Biden sticker.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When I went to the Freiburg Fair a couple of years ago, there was so many great conservative shirts, but...
Impeach Obama.
No, you know that... I think it's Robert De Niro, like the picture with him with the two middle fingers. Is that the one? Or maybe it's Johnny Cash.
The middle finger, yeah, when he's like biting his lip and he's like...
Yeah, but there's two of them in it, though. Because the shirt says... I think it might be the Taxi Driver one where he's like doing the double burr. I might be wrong, okay. But...
Yeah.
It said it's like one for Biden and one for Harris.
Yep. And finally, my final observation from the Rochester Fair that I'm going to share. There was what appeared to be like a box truck kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like not a semi, but a semi.
I get a semi right now. Semi-hard kind of life. baby. I took a nap before I came here today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I took some tincture about 5 hours ago.
Wow.
And it's kicking in. I have the slowest metabolism on earth.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it was just like the back end of a truck, of like a big box truck thing. And there were doors on it and some stairs that go up. And it was all black. And there was just like shit covering the doorway that you could walk through, you know, like hanging strips.
Yep.
That kind of thing. I could see behind it that there looked like there was a box fan.
Yeah.
And also a black light. I'm trying to figure out what was going on in that
haunted house.
Well, here's the kicker. That's what, so far. I mean, it's also too small to be like a haunted house. It's more like one small room.
Yeah.
Like very haunted small room. Haunted room. I don't know. But there was a big sign on the outside of it. It was all painted dark blue and
dark.
And it said, "Experience the illusion." What could that be, you think? It's like you go in there and there's like one.
Why didn't you go in?
I was scared.
Oh.
I didn't know. That sounds like the beginning of a Goosebumps book.
Yeah.
There was this weird smirking old man outside. And I didn't trust him either.
Yeah.
As far as I could throw him. And I could probably throw him pretty far.
I know it was in there.
What?
The sphere of discovery.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. I was considering it that there was like an Oculus in there or something. Experience the illusion. And you put it on.
Yeah.
And then you get to see ghosts. Something.
Sure. You put it on and all of a sudden you're not at the Rochester Fair anymore.
Right. You're home. Yeah. But the fan, it had to be some kind of an all full body experience, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I think it's best we leave it a mystery, though. Unless someday.
Someday.
You come across this truck and you are brave enough to experience the illusion. Okay, I got one thing I want to talk about, and then we got two big segments. We got Misconnections coming up.
Yeah,
and
big
we got,
one.
And we got Googie Review Bees, too.
Ooh.
So it's going to be packed thick
Ooh.
And deep.
Ooh.
But first, I want to go over one article from The Independent. And this is totally legit. Like, I honestly wasn't sure. At first, I was like, this might be like an Onion article or something. But it's not. It's real. Dolphins deliberately get high on puffer fish nerve toxins by carefully chewing and passing them around. And this was filmed for a new documentary from the creators of the Spy and the...
My Octopus Teacher.
No, not that one. what was it? Spy in the Wild, where they'd make...
Oh, yeah, the spy bots. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They make a robot with a camera on it to see how the creatures react.
Yeah.
They were doing some new show about dolphins.
Do the gorillas ever just like rip the fucking arms off those things?
I haven't seen it.
That would be the funniest shit.
Yeah.
They usually just kind of accept them in, you know?
Right. Yeah, they do.
I wonder if they accept me.
Probably if you could wrestle them.
I could wrestle them. The little ones.
Yeah. But you got to know how to do it right.
Would I have to defeat the ape?
No, no, you just have to be able to survive.
No. Yeah, that's tough. I don't know if I'd take I'd take that gamble.
No.
Though, I mean, it would be an honor to die by getting my arms ripped off by a gorilla.
If anybody's going to rip my arms off, I'd like it to be a great ape.
A griller.
Yeah. This is an old article. It's from 2013.
Yeah.
But they republished it for some reason.
It hits hard now. It hits harder.
It hits harder for sure. Let's see. It says here, in extraordinary scenes filmed for a new documentary, young dolphins were seen carefully manipulating a certain kind of puffer fish, which, if provoked, releases a nerve toxin. Though large doses of the toxin can be deadly, in small amounts it is known to produce a narcotic effect, and the dolphins appeared to have worked out how to make the fish release just the right amount. Carefully chewing on the puffer and passing it between one another, the marine mammals then enter what seemed to be a trance-like state. So wait, this was in 2013, so I bet this is out now. I should probably look it up. But yeah, they were purposefully getting fucked up on these puffer fish,
yeah,
and passing them around like it's the regular That 70s Show or something.
Yeah.
You know, just like passing the puffer,
right,
and taking a big old hit. But they just know exactly how much they know how much to take.
They're fucking
without
smart.
Dying. Dolphins can speak.
Yeah,
I seen them.
Yeah,
I know what I saw.
They're smart.
I know what I fucking saw.
Echolocation.
Yeah, echo the dolphin.
Yeah, I remember.
They do flips. They can eventually get to alien space worlds.
Oh, I didn't do that.
That happens eventually.
I was never good at that game. It was hard. It's hard.
It's hard. It definitely doesn't tell you how to do.
No.
Anything.
No.
You know?
So, I don't know if I ever got past like the second level.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do as a kid, but I replayed it later and it was fucking cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Echo.
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 Echo, you can really dance.
Echo was fucking tripping on Puffer the whole time. That's why she went to an alien world.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dolphin teacher is coming out.
I saw this thing on Instagram a while ago, and it was a dolphin. It killed a fish and then it fucked its dead mouth.
What?
Yeah,
that's so fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was wild. They're bastards.
Wow.
They are.
Yeah, anytime anything gets smart, it just starts to be a dick.
Yeah,
in the wild.
Yeah,
like the smartest apes and stuff, they just like they go ape shit.
They go bananas. They go,
yeah. And birds are assholes.
Yep. Some of them.
Oh, yeah. The smart ones. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's weird. So I took a note here because I'm going to have to get into it. But there's, I noticed when I was looking through shit on Peacock.
Yeah.
The other day that there is a TV show that has like six seasons or more called The Cowboy Way. And it looks like a reality docu-series kind of thing.
Like a real yeehaw?
But like, yeah. Yeah, about a bunch of yeehaw. A bunch of yeehaws. A bunch of good old boys riding cows and fucking horses.
Yep.
Slinging dick and spitting shit. Yep.
Yeah, it's my chew can. So, chew, I would call me Chew Can Sam.
Yep.
Yep. No.
Yep. Yep.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. Let's do Googie Review Bees first.
Okay.
And then yours will be the main headline.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I didn't have a hard time this time. I'll say that. Now that I've switched to Boston area.
Oh, yeah, that's a game changer.
Yeah, it helped. And I also realized you can just press next on Craigslist, too, so you don't have to go down and, like, choose headlines, which I didn't know before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so this is a segment where I spent an ungodly amount of time just, you know, perusing random business reviews from across this great nation, these amber waves of grain.
Yeah.
And finding ones that are interesting and need to be discussed at length. So we'll get started here. You want to start or?
Sure. This is from Bass Pro Shops in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yep. This is from one James Paris of the Paris Gang.
Well, that's James Perry.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't know.
1 star, Bass Pro Shops. Store looks great. I am big on customer service considering I work in the industry. One of the issues I had was a female employee working in the front.
A female employee. She better not have been one of them teens.
Nope. One of the issues I had was a female employee working on the front with the manager was confrontational and rude. Working in the front with the manager. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Secondly, she did not know her Connecticut gun laws, but was trying to impose them. And third, the butt of my concealed weapon was exposed due to me looking at different items in the store and bending over. And I was asked to have my gun locked with the store or have a trigger lock installed instead of just asking me to pull my shirt down. When the woman confronted me, she did not once offer me the opportunity to pull my shirt down, nor did she advise me that my weapon was showing.
Excuse me, sir, your weapon is showing. Here, I got a problem, mister. You bent over and showed your butt.
Yep.
That was my concealed weapon was no longer concealed. And my butt was exposed.
My weapon was unleashed.
Now, I cannot contain my weapon. I am not my weapon's keeper. My weapon is the keeper of me.
It's not me who is in charge. This is my weapon.
My weapon. Okay, well, next up, we've got Michael Shaw. He's at the Cabela's in Triadelphia, West Virginia.
Okay.
He gave a 1 star. Michael said, very disappointed with this store. I drive a truck. Semi-truck.
Semi-truck.
S-I-M-I truck.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you get all your products in the store and all other stores. Your corporate store in Sydney, Nebraska has a nice bit of parking for semi-trucks. Another semi, S-I-M-I.
Semi.
The store has signs everywhere warning drivers they will be towed if they park here. Kind of makes me wonder. You don't want me to shop here. That perfectly okay. I can always go to a Sportsman Warehouse or any mom and pop shop and find the same thing, usually cheaper. And there's always Brownells. So go ahead, keep your parking lot completely empty. We can spend our money elsewhere, thank you.
Yep. Yep.
I really like semi truck.
I am a semi truck.
I drive a semi truck. I drive a semi. It's short for Simeon. This is a monkey truck.
Oh, here we go. Here Empire Beauty School in Somersworth, New Hampshire.
Oh, this is right down the street.
Yeah, this is a one star from John. He says,
John, what? This is important.
John Davis.
Jonathan Davis, right.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't really, it's neither here nor there, but it's just a fun part.
Yesterday afternoon, I took my mom here to start her day off as it was her birthday. When checking in, a younger girl made a very nasty comment saying, "Ew, I swear I smell urine. So disgusting." As unprofessional as it was, my mom looked over at me and said, "Johnny, is she talking about me?" As I reassured my mom that this young girl was talking about her son.
Am I pee-pee?
My mom has post-nasal drip. And she asked if she had been vaccinated or has been tested for COVID-19. I made the worst mistake bringing my mom here. Kindness is everything. Meredith was so awful to my mom, we definitely will never be back.
Hmm.
Why does it smell like pee-pee in here?
Yeah.
You smell pee-pee?
I swear I smell urine. So disgusting. Oh, you smell like piss.
Johnny, is she talking about me?
Johnny, is she talking about me?
Is she talking about me?
My mom has post-nasal drip, and they asked if she's been vaccinated. That's rude.
Is it?
No, I don't think so. Next one.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Now, this guy, I love this guy. Where is he at?
We got to look at all 10 of his reviews.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. I'll take a look on my monitor over here while you read this.
I read the last one.
Oh, well, you did?
Yeah. Do you want me to read it?
Go ahead. Yeah.
This is Fuji Sushi and Steakhouse in Waynesburg, Georgia. This is from Bruce Shovel Jeffers. One star. Never again.
Nope.
Oh, told us because all of our party was not there, we would have to wait outside with baby.
With baby?
Rude, non-customer service oriented, won't get my dollar. Oh,
Shovel said that.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy Shovel said that.
Yeah,
shit.
This is me, Shovel Jeffers. Folks call me Shovel.
My name's Bruce, but, you know, my friends call me Shovel.
Everyone calls me Shovel.
On account of how I shovel roast beef into my gullet like it's nothing.
No, they don't do roast beef in Georgia.
Oh, what do they do?
What kind lard. Of
meat.
Spam.
You see this guy?
Yeah, I see him. He's got a big beard. He's got a bandana on, yep. Some sunglasses. Looks like he's in a semi truck.
There he is. Bruce Shovel Jeffers.
Toad suck Harley Davidson.
Holy fuck. Okay, Bruce Shovel's the first review that comes up here. It's a place called Toad Suck Harley Davidson. What the fuck?
In Arizona.
Yep.
There he is.
There he is. Yeah. Picture him working on his freaking hog.
Four photos. Yep.
Oh, that's Shovel's hog if I've ever seen one. Isn't a shovel the type of
chopper?
Something, yeah.
Shovelhead?
There he is. Shovel. Yeah, yep. Shovelhead. That's right. Look at his shovel. Oh, there's a video of him shoveling.
Is there sound?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's going so fucking good. He was going so fucking good and fast. That's Toad. That's Shovel. What the fuck?
Sunset Inn in Alma, Georgia. 1 star. Crackers and drug dealer. No maid service.
Crackers and drug... So there's somebody going around the halls of the Sunset Inn just slinging fucking...
Stealing crackers from the rooms.
Oh, I was thinking...
You get a complimentary meal at the Sunset Inn.
Wait, isn't it crackers and drugs? This is a dealer of crackers and drugs. So you can get crackers and drugs from one convenient drug dealer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No maid service, no mask.
Nope.
This McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's.
In Waynesboro, Georgia. 2 stars. Slow as hell, service bad, bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Yep. Dogwood RV Park. 3 stars. Close to work. Gerard RV Park. 4 stars. Closes to work.
Closes.
Closes to work. Yep. That's Shovel in a nutshell, everybody.
Yeah.
There he is.
I wonder if he's ever put another man in a Fujiwara arm bar.
He's put another man in the ground.
Oh, yeah. He's buried a lot of bodies.
Oh, yeah. For his motorcycle club. Best bucket. Okay, next one's from John Cameron. He's at GameStop in Epping, New Hampshire, and he gives it 1 star. It smells like pee, and all the weebs are playing meme videos. I'd give a negative if I could, but at least I got what I wanted. Is he implying that it smells like pee because of the weebs? The weebs?
No, I think it's just also an observation that he made.
Okay. Weeby? Weeby? Weeby smell like pee-pee? What?
What? Oh, the Giant Eagle supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
Down in McKeesport.
McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
From Jennifer Greer. Oh, 1 star. Yep. Oh, well, when you walk into... when you walk in next to a manager and a cashier with his orange underwear showing his whole behind and no one cares, that's so unprofessional, especially with my 70-year-old mother.
Oh,
real classy Giant Eagle. Glad I'm from Irwin. They dress properly. P.S. Orange underpants was on register 2 with 7 this evening. Tell him to wear pants that fit. And by the way, he had had on a shiny belt to boot.
What?
What?
It ends with what?
What?
But seriously, what though? He had on a shiny belt to boot?
Yeah.
And is that bad?
And his underwear is still hanging out.
Oh, but the fact that it's shiny is just some fancy wordplay. It's not relevant. This is Cat's Deli in Dover, New Hampshire.
Which I like.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time.
I haven't either.
But this owner seems fun. 1 star from Kurt Briere. Horrible. I ordered 2 subs, 1 hot, 1 cold. Both were dry as hell. They literally fell apart in my hands. The hot sub tasted like grill cleaner. Couldn't finish it. Won't be back. I have to give 1 star because it won't let me post without one. And then the owner responded. The problem with this review is the fact that our boy Kurt doesn't say what he ordered. Well, I'll tell you. He ordered a large ham and cheese dry, no vegetables, no condiments, toasted. Specifically asked for it dry. He also ordered a large steak and cheese, toasted, dry. We gave him exactly what he ordered. As far as tasting like grill cleaner? I'm curious what this is, considering we cleaned the grill with water. Reseason with oil. Never in my 9 years of owning this place has a soap or chemical touched the grill. This seems like a malicious fabricated story. That means you made it up, Kurt. There's a lot more, but before I move on, that seems very unsanitary. You should probably wash it sometimes, right? You know, at least once.
Hey, who am I to judge?
Not that this has any bearing on Kurt's experience, but his payment of $18.96 was declined twice.
Oh, my God.
Insufficient funds, and my staff said, figure out your finances and we can ring you out. Apparently, that really upset Kurt that we wouldn't let him have the food and come back another day. No surprise, Kurt's favorite childhood character was Wimpy from the cartoon, Popey.
Oh, my God.
That's Popeye without the E. Anyway... He was later heard on his flip phone trying to make a deal with the bank to refinance his Huffy with a banana seat to cash out and get $20 back, and was told no. Sad tweet. Wow.
That's fucking brutal. That's a burial right there.
That is just...
I'm going to Cats for lunch tomorrow.
Absurd. I always think it's crazy when when owners or the business actually takes the time to respond.
Yeah.
And it's something like malicious or, you know, mean-spirited.
Yeah.
But this is next level.
Yeah, that's like, that's fucking brutal.
And it's so ridiculous. Like, if I owned this place and somebody left this, I'd probably respond and be like, sorry, you didn't like it.
Yeah.
And then just move on.
Yeah.
But no, this guy, he wrote two whole paragraphs. So
that's fucking brutal. And by the way, his card was declined twice, if you want to know what kind of scum fucking poor scumbag he is.
This poor piece of shit in his Huffy bike. Yeah.
What the fuck is Popey?
But
what do you watch, fucking Bonnie Kurt? Huh?
What do you watch, Popey? Huh? It's Popeye.
Like Wimpy?
You know Wimpy? I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for hamburgers today.
It says Popey, though.
Yeah, I know.
Popey. Yeah, put together was Popeye. Wow.
Popey. Here you go.
Mothman Museum in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Christopher Maddie says, 1 star. It wasn't even there.
It wasn't even there.
And then Blake Copenhaver says, 1 star, needs a rat.
This place was sorely missing a rat.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
Every year they go underneath my building, they clean up a nest. 400 to 500 rats down there. We're on the river.
Yeah, that's the way to live.
Yeah, 400 to 500 rats down there. Sometimes they get into the beef in my restaurant.
Next one's from Mr. Frosty's Ice Cream Shop in Norwalk, Connecticut. Sean's father, Dave Coulier, whatever that means. 1 star.
That's Dave Coulier from Full House.
But what's Sean's father?
His son, Sean.
What? Okay. Well, that's what that's what it says.
Of Dave Coulier. I just realized. Yeah.
There are so many things that could be said here that wouldn't be taken seriously because it is a Google review. Just know there are very real skeletons in the closet about this owner that will come to light one day. Just go to Overton's. Response from the owner, hey, Dave, in quotes, we take all reviews seriously, but not with fake pictures and fake names. Obviously, you're not a customer of ours and probably don't know the us personally.
Right.
But thanks for taking the time to give us some feedback. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoy the rest of the day with your family. Wow, that's a threat. That's a straight up threat.
Yeah.
Real nice family you got there, Dave Coulier.
Would be a shame if you spent Thanksgiving with them.
Yeah.
Be a real shame.
A real shame. Yeah, I'm very interested to know all the skeletons hidden in the closet of this Mr. Frosty's ice cream shop, because
maybe the owner's name is Sean.
And this is his dad being mean to him?
No.
Oh.
Just fucking with him.
Sean's father, Dave Coulier. I think it was probably up front for the mob.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Outlook Golf Course in Berwick, Maine. This is from Frank Rizzo. 1 star. This place is full of literally toxic freaks for clients. Many of them were wearing gain of function mold spore perfume cologne this morning. They assaulted my friend who had to do some work there. He's never going back. 0 stars. 1 star.
What? What's gain of function mold spore perfume?
I don't know. Full of literally toxic freaks.
Oh. Gain of function is a type of
cologne?
Microbiological process. Altering of genotypes and the resulting phenotypes.
So he's saying there were actually freaks on this Outlook golf course.
Yeah, these were actual moldy freaks.
Mold freaks.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like The Last of Us. They were probably more mold freaks. They're mushroom freaks.
Maybe that's what he's getting.
Same idea, though.
Yeah, there's still mold spores.
Yeah. Same thing. Mold is mushrooms.
Right.
Wow.
Sorry that happened to you, Frank.
Mikey.
Kenny Mullins.
Kenny Mullins is at Pig in a Poke in Paintsville, Kentucky.
Yep.
Pig in a Poke. Kenny Mullins, 2 stars. The appetizers were good, but...
No.
What?
The appetizers was good.
The appetizers was good, but the little of everything platter was terrible. This is definitely not fresh BBQ. It tasted like it was microwaved or put in a bag of water. I usually don't leave bad reviews, but when I see the best BBQ in town for that price is what I would expect. Definitely not the best BBQ. Yeah, they put their meat in a bag of water. Can you believe that shit? That's not the best barbecue.
You ever reheat your meat using just a bag of water?
Just put it in a bag of water for a while. It'll get hot. It'll get hot. Any idea what that means?
No. But I love it.
Don't microwave your meats. Okay?
Yep. This is from River Road Mart in Hilliard, Florida. Jamie Davis says, the workers are very rude and will lie to you. They will say that they are done with pizza, and when you ask what time they are done, it will be before the time that they said.
What? This one really makes you think. They will say that they are done with pizza, and when you ask what time they are done, it will be before the time that they said. So that's saying, you'll tell me when this pizza will be done, and then I will, and I'm telling you this ahead of time, I will ask you when it will be done before you finish preparing it. Going to ask too early is what this person's saying. I'm going to ask too early, right?
I think that what they're saying is that they don't want to make, like, pizza. After a certain time, they stop serving pizza at this mart.
Okay.
And this person is saying that you'll call them. I think they're saying.
Oh, okay. I get it.
The weirdest way to put it, phrasing of it, but.
Like, they'll be done.
They'll say they're done at 7:00. And you'll go in and it'll be before that time, but they're already done.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you're catching them in a lie.
Right.
About pizza.
In a really smart way.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Okay. Well, we got 2 more, I think. Yeah, 2 more. This one's Dusty Boy client.
Yep.
You cut his hair, Sean Rogers, and he left you a 5-star review.
Oh, yeah.
He said, Justin's not only a talented barber, but a stand-up guy. I'm very picky about my hair. And almost every haircut I find something wrong with, that was until I started coming to Justin. I've been coming to him since he was in barber school, and while he was good then, he's great now.
Yep.
My wife can't keep her hands off me when I come home with a fresh cut. I get compliments all the time on the cuts. So much that my wife has to threaten other women because they're ogling over me. Don't go to Justin unless you want to look your finest. 10 out of 10, 100% would recommend. Would bang. He said at the end there, would bang.
He didn't say that.
What? That's pretty good feedback. Okay, so this is the last one.
This is Smoky Valley Farm and Supply in West Findlay, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
From Nomad Outdoor Adventures.
Yep.
5 stars.
Yep.
This is a great family-owned business. The only downside that I don't like is having to deliver here with a highway.
You're using the wrong voice.
Yeah, you're right. I just realized. Let's start over.
Yep.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, let me get out my dip can.
Shoot my gun a couple times. Yep. Golly.
What, you hear the reverberations from my spit?
Ha! Come on.
Yep. This is a great family-owned business. The only downside that I don't like is having to deliver here with a highway tractor trailer. The highway to get in there is incredibly small, and it's a 10-ton weight limit, and there's no other road to get in here. I'm telling you guys, that drive semi-truck, it is extremely difficult to get here. In fact, it was so difficult that I almost hung my tractor making the right-hand turn. My drives came off the ground because the turn is on a hill and a trailer tips and lifts off the drive axle. I had to wait for my airbags to readjust to be able to continue from the YouTube Rudy's North American adventure. I reckon.
Yeah.
No punctuation.
Okay. YouTuber Rudy's North American adventure must be a series.
Yeah.
And Nomad Outdoor Adventures said, hey, I heard about this adventure going down this road with the 10-ton weight limit in my semi-truck, which weighs 50, 60 tons. And I almost had to, I almost hung my tractor. You don't want to go around hanging your tractor.
No.
That's about the worst thing you can do for your semi truck. So, yeah.
So did he flip the truck?
He almost hunged it. He almost hanged
it. But then he said something about his airbags to readjust. Like, did they...
Airbags?
Yeah, right at the bottom. Oh, yeah. Did they deploy?
Drive axle, I had to wait for my airbags to readjust to be able to continue from... I don't know. Because then he keeps driving.
Yeah.
So if his airbags did come up, he don't care.
No.
He don't care. He's got a long drive ahead of him. He's got to hit the open road. He's got moonshine to deliver.
Yeah, he
got to
empty his piss jug. Yep.
So that's Googie Review Beats for this week.
Wow.
Hope you liked it, everybody.
It really makes you dance.
Dance? Wow.
Wow, you can really dance.
You can really dance. Wow. Yes, it's time for our main event.
Yeah.
I hope you guys can handle it. I hope you got the sand to stick around.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love what you see.
I got some good stuff.
What do you got? What's this? What are we doing?
We're doing Misconnections. It's Boston area Misconnections now.
What?
It used to be New Hampshire Misconnections, but we changed it up.
We talk to everybody.
Mostly from two areas, though.
Yeah. Well, we talk to everybody in New Hampshire.
Oh, right. There's not a lot of, they're all the same, too. They're like, yeah. I saw you at fucking Cumbie's, dude. You want to see my cock? Or
I like your feet.
But yeah, Misconnections is a Craigslist thing, and it's, you know, people go on, yeah, and they say, hey, I saw you smiling at me.
It's like classified, but lonelier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's mostly sad, but sometimes very funny.
Right. Once in a great while, both.
Right. Oh, yes. This one is, it just says Boston. It's titled, Wee-Wee.
Wee-Wee?
Yeah. Female for male.
Okay.
I am very down to earth and chills. You can't build without a friendship. So let's get to know each other. Don't be shy. My snap is Ms. Brooke B. To begin forthrightly to deal with a problem.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Top heavy woman at Stop and Shop. Looking for a plus size.
Yeah.
Oh, looking for a plus size blonde. I saw at Stop and Shop. It's actually S and Shop.
S and Shop.
Yes.
Okay. That's the S&M version of Stop and Shop.
Right. It's just because it's right by the Squire.
Oh. Squire and Shop.
Yeah. Looking for the plus size blonde I saw at Stop and Shop. You are a top heavy plus size woman. Beautiful eyes. Wearing a black top. I'm looking for a good connection to meet as we can enjoy each other's company on weekday or as we can.
As we can.
If that's you, stop by so we can talk. There's no address. Stop by.
Yeah, go ahead and find me by scent. You remember me. Yeah,
use echolocation. This is from the Framingham Natick area. In need on the grind.
Oh, in need of what? Donkeys?
My account was closed while we were chatting. I had no way of setting up a new account, so I thought I'd try here. You usually stop over for release after work. I have my table set up in my apartment right now on Route 9 West. Mm-hmm. Other guys must send their age stats for info.
Okay. So this is get jerked off on a table.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Milking table, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, possible, yeah.
You never know around here.
Right.
You never know.
This one's from Alston. Back from break?
Oh.
We used to meet at my place. You were the guy who was all stressed out and needed a study break. You would leave happy and calm, and I would be glad I could relive your stress. I'm the older guy, not old, who was happy to relive your stress for you.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about you. I like that.
Oh, wow, yeah. I'll jack you off.
Sure.
If I can just relive your your stress.
Let me relive your stress. And
please.
I'll absorb it. Fully. I'll absorb it. I'm like a sponge for your stress.
I'm here for your cock.
Let me relive it for you.
That's all I'm here for.
This one's not that good, but it's the title's very funny. It's from Lowell. It's titled Apna Bizarre.
What is that?
I don't know.
Maybe that's like a shopping bazaar.
Yeah. Apna Bizarre.
Okay.
To the mature female shopping by herself, our eyes met a couple times. I wish I could have started a conversation. I would like to connect with you. It's a long shot. If you read this, reach out.
It's not going to happen.
Apna Bazaar.
Apna. How do you spell that? A-P?
A-P-N-A Bazaar.
Apna. Okay.
B-A-Z-A.
I wasn't sure if it was Apner.
Nope.
And you were just pronouncing
nope.
it.
Nope. Apna.
Apna. Apna.
Apna. This is from okay. South Shore.
Southie, dude.
Older man looking. Oh, excuse me.
Yep.
South Shore.
Yep. Sure.
Older man open to chatting with younger female about anything. I'll be online for a while. If you if you'd like to chat with an older man about anything, feel free to reach out.
No. Oh, my God.
About anything. I'm an older man. I know a lot. Okay? Farms.
That's bad news. That's definitely a trap.
Potions.
You got to stay away from this guy.
We should reach out. Yeah, it's fucked up. Somerville. Missed opportunity with female realtor. I often realize what a fool I was for not taking you up on the opportunity you were so clearly offering. The all-American fool.
What? That's the opportunity? Or no, he's saying himself that he's the all-American fool.
Right.
It's a story as old as time.
Right? Yeah.
Story at least as old as these good, great United States.
Yeah.
Great and good.
This is one that you don't see too often.
Okay.
This is a woman searching for a man.
What?
Yes. Natick.
I don't know if we've ever seen that before.
I know. I think we work on the same street is the title. This is so stupid. I can't believe I'm doing this, but why not? You, 30s,
me,
male,
Dupree.
Were right behind me, 30s, female. Most of my drive to work. You drive a red Mazda. I was so intrigued by you for absolutely no reason, but that you're my type. Then I saw you put deodorant on at a red light and instantly knew you were my kind of person.
That's my kind of dude.
If you by chance see this, let me know what I was driving, if you noticed me at all, or what street we work on. I turned into my work before you.
Dude, I loved when I got so turned on when I saw you put deodorant on at a stoplight.
This one's from Methuen, but I'm going to
keep a stick in my car.
By stick,
I mean speed stick.
Yeah, boom.
In my glove box.
Rackguard Extreme.
You know I'd be smelling like shit after a long day.
Sure.
At the coal mine.
This one's from Methuen, Mass. Titled Gray Court Park.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it in a different accent simply for the last line.
Okay.
Yesterday, Wednesday, we spoke briefly. And damn, I wanted you so badly and still do. So cute. I was there at 6-ish. What did we talk about? Oh, wait, no. Yeah. What did we talk about and what was I driving? I wanted to drive you, man.
I'm going to drive you around like a semi-truck.
You're
giving me a semi, mister.
I wanted to drive you shotgun.
Yep. I want to kick your clutch a little bit.
Yep. Oh, yeah. This is from a Staples in Pembroke.
Oh.
Stunning blonde in pink and black leggings. We shared a few smiles in the parking lot. Hopefully you find this and we can connect. I was on the tailgate of my pickup.
Oh, shit.
That's me honking on Bobo.
Yeah. Yep. Just sitting on the tailgate of my truck. That's what I do all day.
Yep. This is from Market Basket in Gloucester. Saw you in vegetable area. We made a lot. We made a lot eye contact.
What? Saw you in vegetable area.
Saw you in vegetable area. To you, the letter U as well.
That's even better.
Saw you in vegetable area. We made a lot eye contact.
Coming straight out of vegetable area.
You wore tight shorts and t-shirt. It showed. Love to talk yeah, with you.
You were wearing
Jay.
It. Okay.
What showed? Her pussy?
I assumed he meant the shirt.
Okay.
I could see your shirt.
Yes. This was his title, Scrub.
Oh, Scrub.
Back Bay.
It's freaking Scrub Daddy.
You used to come over to scrub me so I had smooth skin. We are both male. If this is you, write to me. Thanks, Scrub.
Scrub Daddy. That's what it is. Comes over with a Scrub Daddy and a magic eraser from Mr. Clean.
Yep.
And he'll scrape all the skin off of your body.
This one I just think is an old person. Looking for Barbara Halloran, Lowell. Hi, everyone. Hope you all are doing okay. I'm looking for Barbara Halloran. She used to be employed with a ATI Flowform years ago. I think she may be in the Shirley, Mass area. Thanks in advance. Have a great night and a great day tomorrow.
Oh.
This is nice.
Well, thanks for that.
He's looking to find Barbara Halloran so he can fucking eat her.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
No, definitely not. This one's like kind of like feels relatively innocent too, which is very rare.
Uh-huh.
Missing a post-work drinking friend, Cambridge. Happy Friday. I've tried to post in the past, but I have yet to meet someone local. I'm a professional in the pharma biotech industry and would love to have friends. Oh, you know what? This is a plot. He's going to inject them with some sort of new Green Goblin serum.
Turn them into a Bane.
Yeah. I'm a professional in the pharma biotech industry and would love to have friends to grab drinks with post-work from time to time. It has become a bit monotonous going out with my coworkers. I'm in my mid-40s, male, straight, married, pretty normal. Please be interesting, friendly, and enjoy meeting new people. Ideally, you are near Cambridge as well. Thanks for reading.
Okay.
That's like the nicest one that I've seen. That's like...
Which is unsettling.
I don't trust yeah. it because it's on Craigslist Misconnects. So I never do it.
Right. I wouldn't
But that's like the most normal seeming one I've
right.
seen probably.
Which makes it the most unhinged.
It's eerie.
Yeah.
This is from a Walmart. I don't know this place. Hey, was that Walmart?
Was Seth Rogen?
Hey, was that Walmart this afternoon? I saw you. Seemed like we followed each other around. We were both males. You were hot. I saw you check out and wanted to hope in the car with you. Oh, boy.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey. Oh, boy.
Hey, can I hope?
This was in Plastow. This
been
is a
up
girl,
here.
A girl at a vape shop. I came in a few weeks ago for vape liquid, and you talked me into the one that smells like Skittles. You're so cute, and we're so nice. Hope you see this, but I doubt it.
I doubt it.
But I doubt it.
Okay. At least that one was realistic.
Yeah. Right. We're back to that. This one's in Burlington.
Yeah.
The way you walked looked like you are Brazilian.
Walk like a Brazilian.
To the blonde Brazilian at Burlington Mall.
What does that mean?
I told you that you looked Brazilian from the way you walked. Remember from Victoria? Hit me up. I was with a friend.
You walked like your pussy was waxed.
Is that what they're getting at?
I don't know. They have a Brazilian wax or maybe a Brazilian butt lift.
Maybe.
So this person was struggling to walk.
Walk like a Brazilian. I like that.
Yeah.
Couple in gray Nissan SUV Friday morning at Market Street, Linfield. Oh, yeah. This is very Massachusetts.
Oh, hell yeah.
I seen him get out of his car and into your back seat. I then seen you hop into the back seat.
I seen it.
You guys then proceeded to handle business for the next 30 minutes or so and put on a fantastic show. You and I locked eyes as you were getting out of your car. I was hoping you were going to leave my way so I could flag you down and get sloppy seconds.
Oh my God.
It's a wink. If you happen to see this, tell me exactly where you were parked at Market Basket and what you were wearing so I know it was you. I'm definitely interested in handling business.
Oh, God. I came here to get more for my dollar. And for my dollar, I want full-blown sex from a stranger who I'm just assuming is non-monogamous.
Non-monogamous. Yes.
Yep.
This one intrigued me because I didn't know what BP meant here. You adopted
bipolar.
No. Different.
You big adopted, pussy.
You adopted my female spider BP is what it says. It doesn't say where.
Okay, big pussy.
Big pussy. They reveal what it means.
Okay.
I'm looking to get in contact with the guy who adopted my female spider ball python about six months ago. You were looking to breed her and ended up having a successful pairing with your male ball python, mm-hmm. BP.
BP.
We kept in contact and her 5 eggs were due to hatch, but your phone number is no longer in service.
Uh-oh.
Please reach out. I'd love to hear what you got in that clutch since it was your first.
Did you get your BP back, though?
Please reach out. I'd love to hear what you got in that clutch.
What you got in that clutch?
What you got in that clutch of eggs? Hey. I've never heard that.
Reach in and clutch an egg.
Is that what a group of eggs is called? A clutch?
Yeah. Isn't that like when reptiles lay multiple eggs?
I don't know.
Google, what's an egg clutch?
A clutch of eggs is the total number of eggs laid in one nesting attempt. Clutch sizes vary within and among species. For example, a Laysan albatross lays only 1 egg per clutch. An Adelie penguin typically lays 2. So sometimes ask me,
it's just a
what is a clutch of
eggs.
Hen's eggs called? Do you want to hear the answer?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
This is my last
what's
one.
What's in your clutch?
I was just wondering what you got in that clutch. How much luck you have,
feller. I was hoping you got lucky and hatched you a Gila monster.
I reckon.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? A good workhorse to pull my cart around.
Yeah.
I saw donkeys today.
Huh?
I saw a donkey.
Okay. This is the last one.
Yeah.
This is titled Nurse Bates from Southie Who Took Me In.
Oh, wow.
Nurse, I met you at a nursing home in the North End. Me. I worked for an ambulance company.
Company.
Nurse, you lived in HP, then moved to Southie. I don't know why I'm doing it in a Southern accent. Because he's from Southie.
Yeah, nobody has a Southern accent in Southie.
It's like the South is what I was getting at.
Oh, wow.
Yes, me. You took me in because you have a kind heart.
Yeah.
Nurse.
Yes.
You didn't deserve how I treated you. Me. I really want to find you and say I'm sorry to you personally. I hope you see this, K. Bates. Hey, K. Bates.
Hey, K. Bates.
Hey, Nurse K. Bates from Southie who took me in. Do you do? Do you still do?
Are you out there, Miss Bate?
Where are you?
Yeah, that was good. Good selections.
Yeah, not bad.
Now you know what to look for.
Yep.
When you're out in the wild and you think, hey, maybe we had a connection.
To beg.
Fucking caught me off guard. The Meg. It's still one of those things.
It wouldn't be the first time I fired a torpedo directly at a megalodon. It won't be the last, I reckon.
Yep, I'm actually the reason the Meg went extinct.
Yep.
I blowed them all to smithereens.
Is Jaws a megalodon?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Is he?
You know, the only position in the Italian mafia that's above a don is a megalodon.
Right.
The big don.
Big don.
Yeah. And that's if you're both a don and named Don Vito.
Vito.
So thanks, everybody, for listening to our podcast. I've had a great time.
Yep.
I hope you did, too. And if you did, you can support us by going to our Patreon on patreon.com/coolparents. And there's bonus content up there. You can watch the whole VHMS number 5 on there. If you're, it's like a it starts at $3 to get up there. And you get all kinds of extra shit that we made, movie commentaries and so forth. And what's our website?
Coolparents.co.
And what's our Instagram?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
Send us stuff there. And if you have requests or just thoughts and prayers, send them our way on Instagram. And what's our TikTok?
Cool_parents.
We're all over the net.
I'm not.
Well, yeah, but we, the entity.
Hey, we're on Discord, too.
We got Discord. We're even on a MySpace clone. I forget what it's called.
What?
Somebody started making a MySpace clone. That's like cloning the old MySpace exactly as it was.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And it kind of started to take off. And it had hundreds of thousands of people on it. It's wow. Like worldwide. But so just in case it was going to take off, I made us a page so that we could squat on it until it matters.
Back on MySpace.
Yeah. I forget what it's called, though. It's not MySpace, but it's modeled exactly to be MySpace.
I've always said if they brought MySpace back and it was exactly the same thing that it was, it would do well.
Yeah.
Code.
Yep.
Yep, I reckon.
So that's it. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on another Cool Parents podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Snot.
Changing all the time.
That's right.
Fuck the world.
Bust the snot.